Well, there's a problem that's been growing year after year, which is folks using laser pens and pointing them at airplanes in the sky, thus blinding pilots. From January 1st to August 1st of last year, laser attacks grew by about 22% to 2,282 reports. That's just ones that were reported. The agency estimated the year total could reach 4,000. I want to talk to a man who thinks about this all the time. He's my next guest, and his name is Patrick Murphy, and he's the owner of the website laserpointersafety.com. Patrick, welcome to the show. How did you become an expert on laser pointing? What got you interested in it?
I've been working with lasers all of my professional life, mostly laser light shows, and I knew that laser pointers were a problem, and I wanted to get that information out to the general public to let them know not to point lasers at aircraft and to let pilots know what it's like, that it's survivable, but what the hazards are.
Now, when you say you've been working with lasers all your life, in what context have you been working with lasers?
Doing laser light shows, for example, if you see a laser light show at Epcot or the Olympics or
right.
Major events, I helped do software which runs those shows.
I see. And at some point you became concerned about its effect on commercial or on any aviation, police helicopters, whomever.
Well, in the 1990s, the problem was laser light shows because we really didn't understand the effects that our lasers had on pilots. So we started getting involved with the FAA trying to get laser light shows to not hit aircraft, and we were a success in that. But then in the 2000s, these inexpensive and more powerful laser pointers became something that anyone could buy. And that's when the reports started and the real trouble started.
And, of course, these are generally, I mean, they're really used to for speakers and on a stage to be able to point things on maybe a billboard or a slide that's up so that you can direct an audience's attention to that section of whatever's shown on the wall. Was that sort of the original purpose?
Yes, that's correct. But they also became just kind of toy-like that people might use them to play with their cats, or that they would sometimes kids would kind of antagonize people at the beach. You know how youth are. And so this kind of got out of hand as the lasers became brighter. The prices came down to under $10 for a laser pointer of sufficient power to be troublesome to a pilot.
And by the way, should you ever point one of those at someone's eyes?
No. It's just like a loaded gun. You do not point it at people's eyes. The low-powered ones aren't going to do anything, but still the practice is not to point it at their head or their eyes.
Right, but can a commercial airliner flying 35,000 feet in the air actually be affected by this, or do people do it around airports where planes are taking off or landing and they're fairly close to the ground?
It's mostly airports close to the ground. Helicopters, people sometimes who are annoyed mm-hmm. by police helicopters will want to get back at them. And I do want to say right off that close up, just you and me in the same room, it's an eye hazard. But to the pilots, it's a bright light hazard. It's very, very unlikely that there would be any kind of damage to the pilot's eyes permanently, but it's very easy to flash blind a pilot, just like a flash going off in their face, and you don't want that when a pilot is coming in for landing.
Right. And who? I know that people have been arrested for doing this, but it seems like a very difficult crime, I guess that's the word, since it's against the law, a very difficult crime to enforce, or a difficult law to enforce.
It is difficult, but the FBI and local police are doing certain things to increase the probability that they'll catch someone. Actually, if you aim at a helicopter, it's almost certain that they'll know who you are, because the beam points you right out. It's like a little arrow pointing right back down to the ground where you are. You can see lots of YouTube videos where these very stupid people are on the ground pointing it out, and the police know exactly what address to go to and arrest them. The most severe sentence is 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Of that sentence, 8 of it was for the laser itself, and 6 was an additional sentence because the person had a criminal background.
Oh, my
goodness. Usually it's in the 3 to 4 year range, but it's still something that authorities take very, very seriously.
If you go to Patrick's website, it's laserpointersafety.com. You'll see right on the homepage right now the effect a laser being pointed at a helicopter has. You can see the pilot's face totally illuminated in sort of a neon green, and you can understand how he would not be able to safely operate the aircraft and see where he's going. And Patrick also points out that you can buy laser pens now that are 600 times the proposed FDA limit. So now what is the and if you just tuned in, we're talking about laser pens and their danger to commercial aviation or any aviation. Patrick Murphy is a laser expert. He does laser shows, has for years, and he has a website, laserpointersafety.com. So Patrick, bring us up to date. What did the government do and who did it this week? What are they proposing?
The government is proposing to regulate all handheld lasers so that they cannot be sold if they're more than 5 milliwatts. And 5 milliwatts is, it's a very decent power. You can do a lot of things with it safely, like presentations. I'm not sure that there's a great need for lasers over 5 milliwatts, but right now on the Internet, you can find these lasers that, as it says, are up to 600 times more powerful. Hobbyists use those. There are, a few legitimate purposes for those. But the FDA wants to crack down and make it illegal, as it is in other countries, to sell lasers that are over 5 milliwatts.
Where do you buy these things? In office supply stores? I've never owned one, so I've never gone shopping for one. It sounds like you can pick them up in a lot of places.
The lower-powered ones and the ones that are most likely to be less than 5 milliwatts would be in an office supply store or perhaps a pet store for cat toys. But the ones that cause a little bit more trouble are sold especially at beaches. They seem to be popular in summer cities like Daytona Beach, Myrtle Beach. And they're sold widely on the Internet. So anybody could go on the Internet and within a few strokes of the typewriter get one of these 2 or 3 watt lasers.
And what might be a legitimate use of one of these super powerful ones?
It's a difficult question because there's a lot of things in the world that don't necessarily have legitimate use, but they're still kind of cool and people can own them, replica lightsabers, things like that. and there are hobbyists who, do laser light shows with these higher-powered lasers. Perhaps the most legitimate use for which you need the most power is if you're an astronomy club or something, you're outside trying to point out stars to a group. And then you need a laser that has a fairly strong beam so that everyone can see it. But that's a pretty rare occurrence.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's sort of tempting. You're out at night and you've got this laser beam because it certainly shows off well in the dark, obviously. And there's a plane going overhead. What's more obvious than, we'll just point it up at a plane, I guess.
It's a little bit more subtle than that. Part of the problem is that air close to the ground has a lot of dust in it, so you can see the beam, but then when it emerges from that dusty air at higher altitudes, the beam seems to disappear. So it looks like your beam is going up and stopping, and an awful lot of just ordinary citizens, and they're not trying to do anything wrong, they'll say, I wonder if my beam can reach further or how far it really can reach. So I'll put it on the underside of this airplane. And they don't realize it keeps going, and it's going to be really bright at the airplane.
All right. If you'd like more information on this, check out Patrick's website, laserpointersafety.com. Patrick Murphy curates that site. He's an expert on laser beams. And on Friday, the FDA proposed a new rule that would eliminate the sale, effectively ban laser pointers and handhelds over 5 milliwatts. Patrick, thank you for stopping by. Interesting subject.
Thank you very much, Rudy.
You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World, and I'm your genial radio show host, Rudy Maxa. Don't